As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 19. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est Pierre Benoît.
Et nous sommes de retour avec encore un épisode de votre podcast préféré pour apprendre le français, Coffee Break French.
Oui, et j'espère qu'avec chaque nouvel épisode, vous progressez et vous pouvez utiliser les nouvelles structures de l'épisode précédent.
Tout à fait. Now, if this happens to be the first time you've tuned into Coffee Break French, you'll be thinking, what are these two on about? Basically, we have made a French course that starts right at the very beginning of French. It wasn't Pierre Benoît in those days. It was Anna and myself. Anna was learning. Anna now speaks wonderful French, of course, but we'll tell you all about that another time. And as time has gone on, we've developed the course and we're now talking about some really complex stuff, as you're about to hear in this episode.
Indeed.
Pour cet épisode, nous avons un texte de Gabriel. Gabriel qui écrit à Mathieu. Donc nous allons maintenant écouter le texte de Gabriel.
Allez, c'est parti.
Salut Mathieu, ça va ? Je t'ai trouvé un peu énervé dans ton précédent email. Je m'excuse si je me suis un peu emballée, mais comprends-moi. J'aimerais tellement que tu trouves une fille parfaite pour toi et que tu sois enfin heureux. Tu le mérites vraiment. Bref, l'as-tu revue, la jeune fille du RER ? As-tu trouvé le bon moment ou la bonne excuse pour aller lui parler ? Enfin, tu sais, je ne te pousse à rien. Tu fais comme tu le sens. Mais je ne veux pas que tu laisses passer ta chance. Car comme je te l'ai dit, tu mérites vraiment de rencontrer une personne avec qui tu es bien. Sinon, je trouve que tu travailles comme un dingue. Tu ne pourrais pas lever un peu le pied ? Heureusement que tu sors quand même un peu. J'ai entendu parler du film « L'écume des jours ». J'ai même vu la bande-annonce. Il m'a semblé très sympa. Je pense peut-être aller le voir un de ces jours avec ma copine Karine. Je me rappelle très bien de l'auberge espagnole. Il est justement sorti au cinéma quand je suis rentrée de mon année Erasmus en Espagne. En tout cas, il ne date pas d'hier. Je rigole toujours autant quand je le regarde et à chaque fois, il me donne envie de repartir. Moi, je ne suis pas allée au cinéma depuis un bail. Il y a 2 ans, j'avais la carte illimitée, donc j'y allais très souvent. Mais maintenant, je ne prends pas le temps. Et puis, personnellement, je trouve qu'un billet de cinéma, plus des friandises ou une boisson, ce n'est pas donné ces temps-ci. Et toi, tu y vas souvent ? Concernant les photos, je mettrai les plus belles sur mon mur Facebook dès que j'aurai un moment. Bon, sinon, je dois te dire quelque chose. Je sais d'avance que cela ne va pas t'enchanter, mais je ne souhaite rien te cacher. Je t'avais déjà dit que j'étais allée boire un verre avec Thomas, mais qu'il n'avait pas donné signe de vie pendant environ 1 semaine. Eh bien, mardi dernier, il m'a rappelé et m'a demandé si je voulais aller manger avec lui au restaurant. J'ai accepté. Le mercredi soir, nous sommes donc allés dans un restaurant japonais en centre-ville. Les sushis étaient vraiment bons et j'ai passé une soirée très agréable en charmante compagnie. Nous avons beaucoup reparlé du passé, il s'en veut beaucoup de ce qu'il a fait et il m'a promis d'avoir changé. Du coup, quand il m'a raccompagnée, je n'ai pas pu résister à la tentation et nous nous sommes embrassés. Je te promets de ne pas m'emballer trop vite et de faire attention à moi. Dis-moi, tu ne m'en veux pas ? J'attends de tes nouvelles. Bise, Gabriel.
Okay, so what happens now is we're going to go through the whole text, but in English, so that you understand exactly what's happening, and then we'll talk about four expressions that are interesting in this text. So, in this text, Gabrielle is, of course, replying to Mathieu's latest email, and she begins by saying that she thought he was a bit grumpy or angry.
Je t'ai trouvé un peu énervé dans ton précédent email.
She's sorry if she got a bit carried away. She simply wants him to find a girl and be happy, because ultimately he deserves it. She asks him if he's seen the girl from the RER again. Gabrielle realises that Mathieu is working very hard. She asks him if he can't slow down a bit, although she is happy at least that he's getting out a bit. Mathieu had mentioned the film L'écume des jours in his email, and Gabrielle has indeed heard of the film. She's hoping to go to see it soon with her friend. She also remembers the other film by the same director, L'Auberge Espagnole. This film, which is about a group of students living together while spending a year in Barcelona, had just come out at the cinema when Gabrielle came back from her own year in Spain. She still enjoys watching the film, and it makes her want to return to Spain. However, she's not been to the cinema for ages. She used to have a membership card to the cinema, but now no longer has this. So going to the cinema is quite expensive, especially when you buy something to eat and drink. Finally, Gabrielle has got something to tell Mathieu, which she feels isn't going to make him very happy.
Cela ne va pas t'enchanter, mais je ne souhaite rien te cacher.
Not wanting to hide anything from him, she tells Mathieu that she has seen Thomas again. They went out for dinner to a Japanese restaurant and everything went well. They talked about what had happened previously and he promises that he's changed. They ended their evening with a kiss, but Gabrielle reassures Mathieu that she's not going to get carried away this time. So that's the summary of the text in English. Alors, comme d'habitude, notre ami Pierre Benoît a choisi quatre phrases, quatre expressions.
Oui, quatre nouvelles expressions. Alors, la première.
La première, écoutons-la.
Je trouve que tu travailles comme un dingue. Tu ne pourrais pas lever un peu le pied?
This is nice.
Oh, c'est superbe ça, oui, j'adore.
Je trouve que tu travailles comme un dingue. C'est quoi un dingue?
Un dingue, c'est mon père dirait que c'est moi.
A crazy person.
Ouais, bravo! Bravo!
Even if you didn't know that, you would have been able to guess. Un dingue, D-I-N-G-U-E, ouais. Un dingue. Je trouve que tu travailles comme un dingue.
Ouais.
I find that you're working like a crazy person. You're working like a madman.
Yeah, you're working crazy hours, yeah. You can say here, to translate it in English.
To keep the crazy in yeah, there, in yeah.
It, yeah.
You also, I think in English you might work like a Trojan, certainly in the UK, to work like a Trojan. Probably in the US it would be more likely to be to work like a dog.
Oh yeah, you hear that in songs, don't you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to sing there, but obviously
well,
not.
It depends if it's been a hard day's night or not.
Okay, so to work like a dog. Travailler comme un dingue.
Comme un fou.
Comme un fou aussi. Mm-hmm. Travailler comme un fou.
Yeah. Have you heard the expression or the word dingo?
I have not heard that word. Un dingo.
Because travailler comme un dingue, but if the word becomes an adjective, mon frère est dingue, that means he's mad. Uh-huh. Okay. Un dingo makes the wee bit kind of is off.
Off his head.
Off his head, yeah.
Dingo, D-I-N-G-O.
Ouais, ouais, ouais. Okay. And actually it's used, you know, all the Mickey Mouse stories.
Uh-huh.
Actually, one of the characters is called Dingo.
Oh, which one?
Well, guess.
Well, since we've been talking about dogs, I'm going to guess Pluto.
No, you need to work harder.
Okay. Goofy.
Well done.
Dingo.
Dingo.
Alors, les autres personnages sont
on a
qui?
Donald.
Donald.
Puis on a Picsou, j'adore ça.
Picsou.
L'oncle Picsou piquait les sous, il garde ses sous. Picsou.
Ah.
P-I-C-S-O-U, P-I-C-S-O-U. But obviously, it's just the way it sounds, it's Picsou.
So, of course, we're here talking about Uncle Scrooge McDuck.
That's it. Scrooge McDuck is going to have a slight Scottish accent.
Ouais, il est radin comme tous les Écossais, c'est ça?
J'ai pas dit ça, c'est toi qui l'as dit.
Donc, on a Picsou, on a Donald, et à part ça, on a
Daisy,
Daisy, ouais. Daisy Duck.
Ouais, la copine. Puis on a aussi les petits-enfants, les castors juniors. On les appelle les castors juniors, ils sont trois.
Beavers?
Ouais. Et alors, il y a Riri, Fifi et Loulou.
Ok, I think we're talking about Huey, Dewey and Louie there.
C'est super. Riri, Fifi, Loulou, c'est bien français.
So, if Dingo is Goofy, who do we have for Pluto?
Pluto.
C'est pas vrai.
Mais si, peut-être que j'aurais dû te le dire plus tôt.
Oh, il est fort aujourd'hui, il est fort. Ok, retournons à nos...
Pas nos castors ou nos canards quand même, non?
Non, non, à nos moutons.
À nos moutons, très bien.
Je préfère plutôt de parler...
Bravo!
Du langage de cet épisode de Coffee Break French. Ok, donc on va continuer avec notre deuxième expression.
Moi, je ne suis pas allé au cinéma depuis un bail.
Ooh, a nice one. Actually, just before we get onto this one, I'm just thinking that we didn't mention about tu ne pourrais pas lever un peu le pied in the last sentence because we had two parts there.
Ah,
and of course, we've already talked about lever le pied, to slow down a little.
Slow down or take the foot off the pedal.
Take the foot off the pedal. So apologies for that. We were getting carried away with Donald Duck and his friends. So coming back, we'll listen again to this expression.
Moi, je ne suis pas allé au cinéma depuis un bail.
Depuis un bail. That is a nice expression. It means I've not been to the cinema for ages.
Ages for...
Forever?
Yeah, or for donkey's years.
We're back to our animals again. Yeah. Okay, I think we should get on. Depuis un bail. Un bail, c'est quoi?
It's actually, Mark, a lease agreement. So, signer un bail would be the day that you sign a lease agreement.
Yeah. And presumably a lease agreement is for a long time.
Well, this is when it becomes difficult. Yeah. I don't want to be adamant about this, but I do believe that the expression faire un bail would mean that it's been a long time, because when you sign a lease agreement, you're going to stay there for a few months,
hopefully. You're getting into something for the long term, as it were.
Yeah, long term, yeah.
Okay.
So here we have... Je ne suis pas allé au cinéma depuis un bail. But as a more kind of a regular expression, you could also say, cela fait un bail que je ne suis pas allé au cinéma. So you've got kind of both structures here, and you can basically use them both.
Yeah, so ça fait un bail que je ne suis pas allé au cinéma. Ça fait un bail... Could we say, ça fait un bail que j'apprends le français?
Oh, ça fait un bail.
Et je fais pas de progrès.
Oh, si, Marc, tu te débrouilles très bien, je trouve. No, but you're right, you could use it.
Yeah, and the positive as well as the negative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And there are other expressions as well that you can use. Un bail, or you could say belle lurette.
Oh, ça fait belle lurette que je ne t'ai pas vu. So, in everyday French, que je t'ai pas vu.
Yeah, the N apostrophe would disappear. Hein?
Ça fait belle lurette. Ça fait un bail que je t'ai pas vu.
Ouais, ou ça fait belle lurette que je t'ai pas vu, que je ne t'ai pas vu. You also have this expression which is a plural one. Uh-huh. Des lustres.
Des lustres.
Yeah, un lustre, to be honest, it's just a big chandelier.
Okay.
So, but it's just a set, kind of a idiomatic expression.
Ça fait des lustres.
Ça fait des lustres que je ne t'ai pas vu.
Okay.
So ça fait des lustres que je ne lui ai pas parlé.
It's ages since I've spoken to him. And notice the difference, because in French it's negative. Ça fait un bail, ça fait des lustres, ça fait belle lurette. Que je ne lui ai pas parlé. It's ages since I've spoken to him. But in English, it's a positive. It's ages since I have spoken to him. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. If you're working on Coffee Break French at this level, then you may also be interested in our Coffee Break French magazine podcast. Now, this is a podcast where we focus on a particular text, and that text is a cultural text helping you develop your knowledge of the French-speaking world. In each episode, I'm joined by Pierre Benoit, and we talk about the cultural aspects of the text and also answer your questions. Find out more about the Coffee Break French magazine at coffeebreakfrench.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, troisième expression, s'il te plaît.
Je trouve qu'un billet de cinéma, plus des friandises ou une boisson, ce n'est pas donné ces temps-ci.
Nice expression here as well. Tell us about it.
Ce n'est pas donné. Être donné, ne pas être donné. It really is, again, an idiomatic expression. It won't be given to you. You're going to have to pay for this. So it's pricey.
Or in the case here, when they're talking about going to the cinema, it's not a cheap day out.
Exactly, it's not a cheap day out. However, you've got to watch, you're not going to be translating ce n'est pas donné by a cheap day out.
Because anything that's expensive, whether it's an expensive house or an expensive car, any of these could be ce n'est pas donné.
Oui, par exemple, j'habite à Londres et vivre à Londres, ce n'est pas donné hein, ouais. Ces jours-ci.
Très bien. Juste pour que tout le monde sache, on a parlé, oui, un beau subjonctif, on a parlé de friandises, les friandises qu'on achète au cinéma.
Oui.
On achète des friandises, on achète peut-être quelque chose à boire.
Oui.
So these are the sweets, the confectionery, the candy in the States probably, that you would buy if you're going to the cinema. So I think if you're going to the cinema with the sweets and the drink that you buy, it's not a cheap day out, or it's not exactly cheap.
Cheap, yeah. I like ces temps-ci as well.
Yeah, ces temps-ci, these days, these times.
Maybe nowadays.
Nowadays,
I think, yeah, nowadays. So it's nice. Okay, ce n'est pas donné. Hein.
Très bien. Okay, donc une quatrième et dernière expression.
Écoutons-la.
Je sais d'avance que cela ne va pas t'enchanter, mais je ne souhaite rien te cacher.
Oh là 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 là, une belle expression. So she starts by saying, I already know, je sais d'avance, I know in advance, que cela ne va pas t'enchanter, that you're not going to be enchanted by this.
Yeah, you're not going to be pleased.
Yeah. I know already that you're not going to be happy, mais je ne souhaite rien te cacher. Je ne veux rien te cacher. I don't want to hide anything from you. And as an English speaker, I don't want to hide anything from you. We have to think about that and then convert it into I want to hide nothing from you. And then we need to think about the fact that in French there's a double negative in there. I don't want to hide nothing from you. And therefore it becomes je ne souhaite rien te cacher.
Yeah, with the te in English, the from you would come at the end, but here the te comes before the infinitive cacher, to hide. So it is a tricky structure, Mark. Mm-hmm.
Ne rien. Je ne veux rien. I don't want anything. Je ne sais rien. I don't know anything. And I can't actually believe that Pierre Benoît hasn't started singing yet, because of course there is the wonderfully famous song.
Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien.
Je ne regrette rien. I don't regret anything. I regret nothing. Mm-hmm. But it's the ne rien. Okay. That's pretty much us for this episode. Don't forget, of course, that this is just the start. There's lots more that you can use for this episode. There's the full transcript of everything that we've said, with all the French fully written out with notes. And there's also the language study episode, which allows you to go through every single phrase, every sentence in this paragraph in Gabrielle's email, with full explanations. And that, this week, lasts over half an hour. And we hope that you will be able to take advantage of that by going to coffeebreakfrench.com and becoming a member for season 4.
Yes, okay. But I don't want to single out this episode. It's quite a long one, but it's so rich. It's incredible.
There's lots in this episode, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, the members' materials are available for every episode. And if you sign up to become a member, you get access to the whole thing. One other thing, and that is, don't forget that if you are enjoying Coffee Break French, we would love you to head over to iTunes and write a review. And that means that other people will discover the wonder that is Coffee Break French.
Hey.
We hope that you've enjoyed this. Comme d'habitude, merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Allez, salut!
This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.